Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Today, the Duke and the King join us on the World Cafe. Their debut album is called Nothing Gold Can Stay. The band includes Simone Felice and Robert Chicken Burke, and the Deacon, Noel Haskins. Simone used to be the drummer with his brothers in the Felice Brothers band, but split to start the Duke and the King as a vehicle for his songs. I started our conversation asking about the thoughts behind the name of the band, which comes from characters in Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, I think, but the other day it dawned on me that it's a story about a bunch of lost drifter slash dreamers that are heading down a river together on a raft. And mainly the reason why they're on that raft is because they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. So they have a good old time, and that's what I, you know, hope that that's what we can have too.
So that describes your life so far?
Well, not the part when I got put in Kingston County Jail this winter, but most of the rest of it, yeah.
I guess when people heard that you weren't going to be drumming with the Felice Brothers for a while, they scratched their head. And clearly, when you hear this record and hear these songs, this is the context for them. Was that what you were thinking? You wanted a better location for songs, or you just wanted to work with Chicken?
Well, it kind of just happened, I think, right?
I'm assuming so.
It sort of just happened. We didn't really plan it out. We spent a winter together in a cabin in Bearsville, where we live, and in the mountains up in Greene County, New York, Ulster County, and on the border of Greene. And we just had a bunch of songs. We'd been burning a hole in our heart for a while, and a couple of them got written in the process and had some tragedies happen and some joy, and I think it all hopefully made its way onto tape, you know.
Well, the album is called Nothing Gold Can Stay, and it's on the home of a lot of really great bands, Rhyme Sir Records. And well, tell you what, pick something to begin with so people can have an idea of what we're talking about, what this sounds like.
Pick a song?
Yeah.
What you want to do If You Ever Get Famous, Simon?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Alias Duke?
That sounds fun. Yep.
Alias Drifter?
The day after Michael Jackson died, something appeared on God's great World Wide Web. And it was somebody had taken our song. I guess they stole it, but that's okay. You know, they can. You know, anybody can steal our songs because, you know, if you have to pickpocket something, you know, that's what you need to get by. But, you know, they cut it up with a bunch of footage of Michael Jackson from all of his life and when he was a little kid and 80s and old. And it was somebody sent it to me and really made me cry. So this is the song, If You Ever Get Famous.
If you ever get famous, don't forget about me. I hope it's everything that you thought it would be. If you ever about her, she was there, boy, when nobody cared who you were. You better remember her. If you ever get famous, I'll say a prayer. Your eyes open wide and beware of the sharks, 'cause they come out in the dark. If you ever get famous, show your face now and then. 'Cause all our days are just so many waves in the wind, and you can't get them back again.
So many waves in the wind.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on.
So many days in the wind.
You let them roll on by.
There's only so many days in the wind.
If you ever get famous, you're in your wild. And your headlights hit the water in the streets. Oh, and rain beats down. You keep an eye on the driver.
Keep your eye peeled on the driver.
'Cause as the highway unwinds, hard to find. Oh my,
oh my. So many days in the wind.
Boy, you're such a runaround.
So many waves in the wind.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on.
So many days in the wind.
And I hope you find what you're looking for.
That's a bit of a cautionary tale. If you ever get famous, from the Duke and the King, from Nothing Gold Can Stay, and we're getting a really great kind of acoustic vocal performance of these tunes today. And Simone, you do fiction writing too, right?
Yeah, I wrote a short novel. I guess you'd call it a novella or a novolita.
If you were Italian.
It's called Hail Mary Full of Holes. And my friend, the Deacon Noel, can relate to it because it takes place in Jersey City. And it's about a hooker with a heart of gold who's sort of running away from her pimp and getting back to the woods, like Joni Mitchell says, back to the garden. So.
And, of course, all these tunes, too. All right, let's hear some more from this new album. What do you want to do?
Well, let's do The Morning I Get to Hell.
The morning that I get to hell, the devil will take me up in his Ferris wheel. Show me all the scenes below. Tapping a tick-tack-tack on his black high heels, with all his pretty ones dancing in the fire. They say, lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie. The morning that I get to hell, play me my life on a TV so I see it all. tell, till I'm begging the anchorman for my one phone call. And I call my pretty one, no, the one I told the lies. Lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie. Oh, what will it sound like? Oh, what will I wear? Tell me, what will it sound like? The morning I get laid, and I'm feeling like a one-man band. Where's all my fire, my famous missionary zeal? Been beating on my pots and pans, tapping a sad tic-tac on my black high heels. And when all my pretty years have passed me by,
you know I'll be singing,
lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie, oh lie.
Sad, sad morning in heaven,
lie.
Yeah, the morning I get to hell, it's the Duke and the King singing live for us today. I'm thinking, Simone, that the devil has appeared in other songs of yours in the past.
The devil is real.
The devil is real.
You want to hear that one?
I'd love to hear that one, but I wanted to have got to ask if you, did you grow up Catholic?
I grew up when
speaking of devil.
When I was I was baptized Catholic at the same at the church in Palenville, New York. It's funny, you know, the priest who was there was the same priest from The Godfather who did the christening of the young children in the Godfather 1 and 2. And when I was a kid, he was a sweet priest, and we used to go to church from time to time. And then one day, I think when I was like 11 or 12, we saw him on the evening news, and he was kicked out of the church for having a girlfriend. And I figured you can't really star in The Godfather if you don't have a girl on the side, you know. But so I went to school or went to church a bit when I was a kid. And then my mom was really cool. She didn't make us go, but you know, since then, I've kind of just...
So the church was a big part of your life.
Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay, well, the devil is real. So
the devil sure is real.
All yeah. Right.
The angels and devils, you know?
Devil.
Yeah. It takes them both, you know? It takes them both, I think.
One on each shoulder.
Yep.
Pharaoh, my Pharaoh, my girlfriend is dead. She's in my Camaro. She's got a tear in her dress. Last night at the drive-in, she kicked off her heels. She said, "Boy, let me know if the devil is real." Well, Bonnie, the birthmark at the base of your ass is shaped like the gallows and the shadows they cast. Well, Pharaoh, that shadow,
shaped like a cross. So swing, Bonnie, swing, till you swing us across. Queensbridge, Queensbridge, rusty Queensboro. You'll be our passage to the wide open world. And we go driving with these songs that we wrote. We go howling our way to the greatest shore. Pharaoh, my Pharaoh, the devil is real. He's in my Camaro. He's got his teeth on the wheel. And mile on mile, field after field, skyline and silo. That old devil low.
The devil is real. That is the Duke and the King. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. You can hear more of our World Cafe sessions and sign up for our daily newsletter at worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.